Welcome, M Beauty. Hi.
I'm in my nightgown. I was in here making dinner.
So uncivilized.
There's a few things we could tell about this woman off top. First off, she's quality. This is a low value woman instantly.
You don't know that.
The top of both of her arms are covered in tattoos. That's really all I need to know to spot a quality woman. She's from the Bronx, for any of you who know what that means.
That's right.
She sounds hood and ghetto. But I don't really knock people for sounding hood and ghetto, because you could be a good person and sound hood and ghetto. It's a pattern that starts to develop. And that pattern is solidified in this woman before I know much about her. Now, she came on a public platform that tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands will see with her nipples showing, because she got her nightgown on. So this is trashy behavior. We don't need to know a lot of information to come to this conclusion that she's a value woman.
In just a moment, please. Okay. I think you can come back when I'm done. Thank you. Sorry, I have to get rid of my baby.
Get up, kids! Get up, kids!
I don't feel like I have a problem meeting men. I also just graduated with my law degree, my minor in psychology.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. This is my third degree. I feel like I've always prided myself in getting a good education.
Are you sure?
So this is an educated ghetto baby mama. See, this is an example that degrees mean nothing. I don't care if you got a degree in law, psychology, this or that. It's not going to up what you are. And this is a testament that education doesn't equal intelligence. I don't care about your degree whatsoever. It don't make you more prestigious. When somebody sees you and talks to you, they're not going to think prestige and high class. It looked good on paper, but that about it.
God, you're sick.
So yeah, AI says no, having a law degree does not mean you automatically pass the bar exam. A law degree is usually a required step to sit for the exam, but it does not guarantee passage. Now see, if Ashley was on her job, she would have asked her, did you pass the bar? What are you going to do with that? But it's cool. It would have been good for entertainment purposes.
But I'm not going to lie to you, I think I like hood. NIGGAs, like,
yeah. I knew it, bro. But I just needed a little clarification.
But that's my problem.
Yeah, that's your vibe. And you also seem wild and crazy. That's also your vibe. Like, you like to turn up.
Absolutely.
But I don't like disrespectful men. And I will say that I'm a deep person. So I articulate myself very well. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I philosophize a lot. So I feel like I need a man that is deep.
Let me just breathe for a minute. Damn.
Just let me just chill for a minute. Like, let me just catch my motherfucking breath.
She said she like hood niggas. No surprise there. But she don't like disrespectful niggas. Well, hood niggas are disrespectful niggas. See, they want these men that don't exist. Now, okay, I get it. There are some hood dudes who are respectful, but they want this hybrid of a man. He's super hood, but he also super respectful, but he like to philosophize. You see how nonsensical this shit is? They want ghosts from Power. That's what every black woman want.
Not all, but most.
Especially when they get over 30, 35, 40, they want ghosts from Power. They want a reform thug.
I don't like a man that's in the streets, but I like a man that's a reform thug. That's what I like to call him, a reform thug.
He want an ex-convict who got a successful trucking business now, but he also got a degree, so he deep. You see what I'm saying? What type of things do you think she like to philosophize about, folks? Just curious. Leave some ideas below.
So I haven't had a problem meeting, well, I guess, like a wealthy man, because I feel like that's what every woman wants. But
what type of wealthy man? Because there's different type of wealthy men, right? There could be like the inner city, the hood, the scamming wealthy man. Or
I don't want that. I already had that.
Surprise.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
What are you looking for? What's the archetype that you're looking for?
Like, he has to be stable mentally and emotionally and financially. Okay. Because I'm all three of those things.
Stop the cap.
But when so I've dated men in my school. We obviously had the same passion, same dreams. But I just feel like I'm bored. Like, you're boring.
That is bullshit.
But then I could talk to, you know, someone from the club.
But does boring just may mean that's just, this is not familiar. This is not what I'm used to. That's what that is. That's what
when I'm sitting at a table and they're talking about politics, I'm like, can you tell me, like, the craziest thing you ever did in your life?
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
He wants Nas on some level, but I think she would be bored with Nas too, because Nas is kind of cool and laid back. He got somewhat of a thug side, a gangster side. But, you know, she might like Nas, though, because he got wild celebrity stories. Women are lying when they say, I'm deep and I want a sapiosexual and I like deep intellectual conversations and let's talk about the stars and let's talk about Nietzsche. They're lying. They want to feel excited. I like having hypothetical and theoretical conversations and stuff like that. The women I've been with in my life, they can't stand it. They can't stand it.
Can you tell me, like, the craziest thing you ever did in your life?
But you just said you like to talk about philosophy and the earth and how the universe...
A little bit, but, like, you got to be ghetto and classy, not just one.
Oh, my God.
Like, I need one that meshes with both.
Okay, like a ghost from Power.
Okay. Yes, so okay. Where can I find ghosts?
I told you so.
This suit and tie kind of guy, he ended up boring me, and I'm just like, what are we talking about? Like, it's like good for me to be able to have an intellectual conversation with you, but I feel like, and this sounds crazy, like I want a man that have, I don't want a man, but I feel like I bond more with the man that has come from where I've come from, like my kind of background.
If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally?
It's okay to come from a certain kind of background and then do better for yourself. But when I talk to the men that has come from a more affluent background, I just feel like, but I feel like that's the kind of man I need to end up with if I'm gonna be in this career. I can't have like nobody slinging drugs.
How you do that?
God have mercy on her soul. They all think they can just end up with the sophisticated, classy guy. They think he will always be waiting in the inbox. No, you're not relationship material for any guy. Women are always focused on what guy isn't good enough and what perfect guy she needs, what she won't date, and what she's looking for. Have you ever considered that you're not compatible with any man? That's what a lot of women need to start considering. And would you do the work to possibly be compatible with any man?
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I don't want to date no more. I want to get married.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.